بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, kindness, shafqat, rahmat, muhabbat, His fazl, His karam, Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of gathering here in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan upon us. None of us had the ability to come here. Our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, they're sitting and listening to the program. That too is only from the fadl and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh given story of a slave and his master. This master owned the slave, and the slave was a very pious slave, very conscious about his salat, his ibadah, and he fulfilled the right of the master as well. The master was such that he was not pious, he was lacking in his salat, his ibadah. One day they are traveling, it is time for salah, azan is called out, the slave takes permission, he tells his master, I need to go for salah. The master allows him. So the master is waiting outside the masjid. Doesn't come into the masjid. And the slave is busy in salah. And after salah, the congregation all exited the masjid, they all came out. But the slave was still, he still remained in the masjid, he was engaged in dua. So after some time, the master shouted from outside, by the whole world has come out, everybody has come out, what's keeping you behind? The slave then responded. He said, that same person who is keeping you out of the masjid, he is keeping me in the masjid. So this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never look down upon any person. Our coming here is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are coming solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe one or two words we may hear, and that could be a means of us changing our entire lives, becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make abundant shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gives us tawfiq of taking His Mubarak name, reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making the dhikr of Allah, making dua, istighfar, tawbah. We have come here to learn the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to try and cleanse our and purify our hearts. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned in one prescription, four ways of gaining the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing he mentioned is to ponder over the in'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki in'amat par ghor karna. The various bounties Allah has bestowed upon us. We can never even count the thousands and thousands and thousands of bounties, boons and favors Allah has conferred upon us. And then he says, look at the bounties Allah has given us and compare that to our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our weaknesses, our deficiencies, our failings, Allah still provides for us. Allah still showers upon us so many bounties. Allah is so kind. So if a person makes ghor and fikr and ponders, my Allah has been so kind to me, and look what I'm giving back in return. Should I not be a more grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By pondering over this, this is one way of getting the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now he's thinking of his benefactor. He's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is blessing him. Allah ta'ala is blessing him so much. Harun al-Rashid had a person in his who was his friend, Bahlul. Now Bahlul was not a very, as far as worldly things are concerned, he wasn't very sharp, wasn't very intelligent. And people would make a joke of him in front of him. Harun Rashid also at times would make a joke of him. But Harun Rashid had a special liking for him. And had given Bahlul permission to come and visit him anytime he wished. One occasion when Bahlul enters this palace, Harun Rashid was busy drinking a cold glass of water. Bahlul asked him, Hazrat, if you were dying of thirst and somebody offered you a glass of water, would you be prepared to give him half of your kingdom, half of your sultanate? He says, indeed, I'm dying of thirst. It's a hot day. So I'll be prepared. In lieu of this glass of water, I will give him half my kingdom. Then Bahlul says, if whilst drinking this glass of water, suddenly you get choked, and if somebody comes, a doctor comes, and is able to assist you, and he tells you to give him half your kingdom, will you do so? He says, indeed, to save my life, I will do so. Bahlul, see, this one glass of water, this one glass, is equivalent to your entire kingdom. One glass of water that Allah has given us, and one kingdom it is equal to. Imagine the glasses and the liters, wells of water we have been drinking from the time we are born. How kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Hazrat Thani Ramah says, ponder over the in'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at our kotahiya, our deficiencies. Then he says, try and do a'mal salihana. Get our a'mal saliha in check, in order. At times he says in the beginning, you'll do a good deed, but you might not feel anything. You may not feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming into your heart at that time. He says, persevere, continue. He says, a good deed is like a magnet. This magnet will automatically draw towards it the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you start becoming punctual in your salah. This is the first step. Start becoming punctual in all the other faraid. We've done the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says in hadith al-Qudsi, that there is nothing more beloved to me than those fara'id that I have made upon my banda when he does that, when he fulfills the fara'id, those things that are fard and compulsory upon him, that is most beloved to me. So when we get our a'mali salihah in order, then automatically we will gain the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Arif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention, a verse, and she gave a whole bayan on this. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That a person who does أعمال صالحة, righteous deeds, and he has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala promises, Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, we'll bless him with حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, with a very beautiful life, ba lutf zindagi, paakiza zindagi, mazedar zindagi, a tayyib, an enjoyable life, a happy life, a life full of bliss and happiness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah takes a promise, you do good deeds, and I promise I will become happy with you, and I will make you happy. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the Arabic word, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ, I will give him hayat, life, I will give him life. It comes with a noon and the tashdeed and the noon. Banun thaqila comes for emphasis, for ta'keed. Zarur ba zarur, Allah says, Aman ku ba lutf zindagi ata farmayenge. We will give him a very happy life. He won't be having any misery in his life. Yes, there'll be tests, trials, tribulations, those things will take place, he'll become sick and all those things will happen. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they overcome all these things because they've got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always, whether they're in difficulty or problems, Allah is comforting them. Allah is consoling them. They have Allah in their hearts. In terms of happiness, prosperity, then to the attention is focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sees the moment a person brings in himself bad deeds, guna, sins, especially casting lustful glances, bad nazri. Any chance he gets, he's looking at haram, he's enjoying that haram. Then he is moving away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the consequence of that is, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. That person who turns away from my remembrance, Allah says, I will give him a very miserable, wretched, tight, constrained life. Everything seems so difficult upon him. Despite the fact that he may have plentiful of wealth and abundant things of this world, but he'll always be pareshan, bechain. having misery upon misery. So he says, keep these two verses in mind all the time. Person who does amali salihah, he's pleasing Allah. Allah promises, I will please you, give you a happy life. And in the akhirat also, I will give you full reward. And the moment we bring guna in our hearts, mashayikh have explained that a person who commits a sin, so it's like a seed that we are planting. And you continue sinning, and you enjoy that sin, you are now germinating that seed, and the seed is beginning to grow into a plant, and eventually into a tree of sin. But the moment you make tawbah, you move away, then you have removed that seed, and the tree of sin will never grow. But if you become a persistent sinner, now you committed sin, you're enjoying it, you laxed about it, you're not bothered Allah Ta'ala is becoming naraz, and now you continue, it becomes an adat. Now it becomes a habit. Now to change that habit becomes very difficult. So that is our position. This nafsani khahishat, this carnal desires that we have, this is something that we have to suppress all the time. This is the mujahada we have to make. Nafsani khaishat. This will always come into us. Our mashayikh explained that if a person has a furnace, so in the furnace, what do you put there? You put wood, not very good wood, any type of wood that you find. If you find some paper, some trash material, you'll put it to burn this fire. But the moment you burn this fire, all the trash and all that wood becomes burnt. So, as the Arif Billah Rahmatullah used to mention, he says exactly like that. How you required that wood and that trash, not something that you respect and you honor and you look and you praise. It's looked down upon, it's filth. But you have to burn it, and then the fire starts to glow and the fire is kindled. He says the same thing. The nafsani khaishat is not something that you respect and look up and you praise. It's something you look down upon. A mazmoom cheez hai. It is something despicable. So this nafsani khaishat, when you suppress it, when you make that mujahada and you fight it, then what happens? He says, the bazaar of taqwa then comes into the person. You have lit into your heart taqwa. Taqwa begins, you get the flames of taqwa. A person has charcoal, you're having a braai. So what happens? You've got charcoal, it's burning. Now you want that the fire to become nice and hot before you put the meat onto it. So a person will then begin to fan that fire. And the more you fan it, you find that the glow, it becomes, the charcoal becomes red. It becomes extremely red. So the more you use that fan, or you fan that those charcoal, then automatically you will find that the redness increases. Exactly like that. We have this charcoal, and we are fanning this charcoal that is already lit now. What is the charcoal? The khayishat, the nafs, we have burnt it. Now with the mujahada that we will make, we have to continuously fan this. And then we find that we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The flames of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we are saying. Hazrat Thani Ramazullah has mentioned, number one, think of the in'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, do amal salihah. Do amal salihah and refrain from sins. Number three, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you make the dhikr of Allah, your heart become cleansed, polished, and you'll be pondering over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will bring the qurb of Allah Rabbul Izzat into your heart. You'll gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, he says, they stay in the company of mashayikh, of ulama-i kiram. Wherever there's some majlis taking place, dini majlis, wherein the person is going to talk to you about akhirat, and try and instill the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, and remove sins and all the spiritual maladies that we have in our heart. And then through all these things, staying in the suhbat of such people, then inshallah we will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me first a tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. May Allah give all of us a tawfiq and Allah give us His true ishq and muhabbat. Especially in these times, and the December month is going to come now, and we find ourselves, we'll have temptations. Oh, all the time, nafsani khayishat will pull us towards evil. What do we do? Immediately think of that furnace. We need to burn the nafsani khayishat. And you find the bazaar. You find the taqwa glowing and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله مالي غناكم عافر ما مالي خطاكم عافر ما الله grant us حياة طيبة. الله protect us from معيشة ضنكا. Allah, give us a blissful life, a happy life, a life full of contentment and qanaat, Ya Allah, serenity, peace and tranquility, my Allah. A life full of your obedience and your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a ba-lutf zindagi, Ya Allah. Give us a pakiza zindagi, Ya Allah. Don't make our lives be full of gandagi, my Allah. Full of your ma'asi, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of sins, my Allah. Don't give us a wretched and miserable life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us blessings with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us good health, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Make us your true lovers, my Allah. Make us from your awliya-i kamileen, siddiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, my Allah, grant them all the hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardships, my Allah. Whatever our musibat is, my Allah, you remove all those problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many have underwent operations, so many going for operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them ease and afiyat and sihat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have left this world, my Allah. Grant all the marhumeen, Jannatul Firdaus. Allah make them maghfirat, may Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel. Ya Allah give us a good mort, mort in Madinah Sharif. Bariil in Jannatul Baqiyah, Allah. Ya Allah grant us the shafa'at of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kosher water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, may Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, whoever have requested du'as, answer the jais murad also, may Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ